Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kehilim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing Lurbus Chosas Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher Fan, Josef Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing what we had in the previous Mishnah, namely that we can have a stove made out of two stones that are placed next to each other. A pot is able to be placed on top of them, fire underneath, and that's a great makeshift stove. That's perfectly fine. Now we learned that if these two were connected with tit, with clay, so that actually gives it the din of a kli cheres, of an earthenware kira, and so now it could be makabel tumah like that. Now we move on to more situations. Ha'even, Shayeshevis Aleh, Vala Tanur, Aleh, Vala Kira, Aleh, Vala Kupach. We have an individual stone. It's connected to the ground by cheres, and it's used for placing a pot on top of it. That's one side of the stove. The other side is either a Tanur, a Kira, or a Kupach. All these are made out of cheres. So in this situation, Tameya, that stone is able to be makabel tumah like an earthenware Kira, and that's because since it's connected to the ground with tit, with clay, and the other side is makeshift Kira, is also made out of cheres. So the whole thing is considered a kli cheres and a makabel tumah like that. However, let's say this one stone, which is attached to the ground with tit, with clay, that's used as one side, but aleha v'alo evin, aleha v'ala sela, aleha v'ala kaisel, the other side of this makeshift stove, which is holding the pot, is either a stone that's not connected to the ground, or it's a sela, which the worthy Mishnah Gemara uses to describe a rock, which is still connected to the ground, basically like a boulder or something like that, which was never uprooted, or the other side is a wall. So in this situation, tahira, it's not makabel tumah because it's not considered a kira made out of cheres. And actually, v'zuhas akiras ha-nazirim shebi Yerushalayim shekineged asala, this was the kira that was used for nazirim in Yerushalayim, specifically referring to when a person was a nazir, so he had to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring certain karbanos, and they cooked those karbanos in a room called Lishkas Nazirim, the chamber of nazirim, and the oven over there was made just like this, so it couldn't be makabel tumah. Onto another type of stove, kiras ha-tabachim, the stove that cooks use. Now this tabach is a person who's cooking on a major scale, maybe he has a catering business, he's selling to a lot of people, so he needs a lot of place for his pot. A really easy way to do that would just be to line up a number of stones, let's say for example 3, 1, 2, 3, a little bit of distance away from each other, and voila, you have two stoves right there for really cheap. Put pots on top, fire underneath, and that's a really simple way to do it. So bismachu nice and even beside even, let's say he places one stone next to each other, as we just described, nitmeis achas mehen, if one of them became tame, loinit mukulon, not all of them became tame. So if you were able to just imagine it, we have three stones, we'll call them A, B, and C, and a sheretz fell in the space in between A and B, so only that kira becomes tame, whereas B and C do not become tame. And we go right away into Mishnah Gimel, we'll continue to discuss this case. Shalish avanim shasan shnei kirayim. We have three stones that were turned into two stoves, like we just described. Nitmes achas min achitzayna. Let's say one of the outer ones became tame. In other words, a sheretz fell in between A and B. So that means that stone A, which is the outer one, that's 100% Tameh. Now I'm Tsoyis, the middle stone, that's B, that's used for both Kiras. So I'm Shameshes Satmeya, Tameya, I'm Shameshes Satahira, Tahira. The part of the middle stone which services the Tameh one, which means it's the first part of stone B, that's one that's facing A, so that's Tameh. Whereas the part of stone B, which is helping the Tahar one, that's the part that's also used along with C, so it's not Makabel Tumah, it's Tahar, because that's considered to be part of Kira C, the second Kira, so it's not Makabel Tumah. Now let's say Nitla Tahira, the Tahar stone was removed, meaning stone C, which is the one that's 100% Tahar, that was completely removed. So now for all intents and purposes, there's only one Kira, that's stones A and B together. So in this situation, the middle stone, B, now it's been decided that it's for sure part of the Tame one only, because there is no other stone, and so now it's 100% Tame. What about the other way around? Nitla Hatameya, let's say the Tame stone was removed, namely stone A was taken away, so we only have stones B and C, so that middle stone B now is clearly part of the Tahar one, so it's 100% Tahar. On to another case, let's say Nitmu Shtaim Hachitzoinos, the two outer ones became Tameh. In other words, we had a dead sheretz that fell in between A and B and between B and C. So for sure, the two outer stones are Tameh, that's A and C. However, the middle one is not 100% Tameh. Im Hoysaim Tsais Gedoila, if that middle stone B was very wide, Noisan Luzoi Kadesh Fisa Mikan, Uzoi Kadesh Fisa Mikan, Vashar Tahar. All we do is measure out Kadesh Fisa, the amount one needs to place a pot on top of, on this side and on that side, and the middle is tar. So let's say, for example, this middle stone was 9 inches wide, and you only need 3 inches to place a pot on it. 3 inches on one side of the stone is tameh, 3 inches on the other side of the stone is tameh, but the middle 3 inches aren't tameh because you don't have to place a pot there, so they're not considered to be servicing any kira at all. However, m'haisa katana, if that middle stone was small, hakol tameh, so the whole thing is tameh. What about the following, though? Nitla hem tzayis. Let's say in our situation where both of these stone contraption ovens stones became Tamei, and the middle stone was removed. So A, B, and C are all Tamei, but now the middle stone B was taken away. So Im Yachol Ishvesala Yarigadaila Tamea, if the gap in between stones A and C is not so big, and one can still place a large pot on top of them, so it's still Tamei because it's not like the stove was broken at all. However, Hechzira, if that middle stone was now put back in its place, Tahira, the whole thing is Tahar, because when the stone was removed, it's considered like one Kira, but now that it was put back, it's two separate stoves, and so that's a brand new thing, so it's not Tamei anymore. Lastly, Mercha Betet, once that middle stone was replaced and it was smeared with clay, so Mekabel's Toma, Mishiasi Ken Gede Lavashal Le Sabetza, it's now able to be Mekabel Toma once again, once he fires it up to the heat, the one would be able to cook an egg, like we had learned in previous Perek, that's the temperature that a Kira has to be heated up to in order to be Mekabel Toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet, continue to discuss this, and onto Perek Zion Mishnah Aleph, onto more Kalim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.